Chapter 3, The Killing of Satrajit and Satadanva. For a few days, Krishna and Balaram left Dwarka to go visit the Pandava family in Hastinapur. Instead of staying home alone, Satyabhama went to stay with her father, Satrajit. At this time, an evil man named Satadanva came into Satrajit's house at night to steal the Shamantaka jewel. While everyone was sleeping, Satadanva crept into Satrajit's bedroom. He killed the sleeping Satrajit and stole the jewel. As he ran away, all the women in the house cried out very loudly. Satyabhama ran into the room and saw her father lying dead. She began to cry, "Oh, my dear father!" Taking one of the royal chariots, she drove as fast as she could to Hastinapura to tell Krishna how the horrible Satadanva had killed her poor father. Krishna and Balaram rushed back to Dwarka with Satyabhama to look for the wicked Satadanva. Satadanva ran to the homes of Kritavarma and Akrur to get help, but they both told him, "Krishna and Balaram are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who knows how strong they are would never even dare to make them angry or fight with them." Kritavarma said, "The demon King Kamsa was as strong as 10,000 elephants, but no one could save him from the anger of Krishna." Akrura said, "Even when Krishna was only 7 years old, he lifted up the Govardhan Hill for 7 days, exactly as a little child carries a small umbrella. I will always offer my obeisances to Lord Krishna again and again. I cannot help you because you have killed Krishna's father-in-law and have taken the valuable Shamantaka jewel. Krishna must punish you." Satadanva did not know what to do. He knew he couldn't stay there because Krishna was coming to punish him. Quickly, he gave the jewel to Akrura to keep for him, and he left Dwarka riding a fast horse. Krishna and Balaram chased Satadanva in their chariot, flying the flag of Garuda. Satadanva pushed his horse faster and faster. Finally, the exhausted animal just fell down and died near a garden house in Mithila. Satadanva got down and started running away as fast as he could. To be fair, Krishna and Balaram also got down from their chariot and ran after him. Lord Krishna threw his Sudarshan Chakra and just cut off Satadanva's head. At last, Satadanva fell down dead. If Krishna wants to save you, no one can kill you. But if Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you. Krishna looked through Satadanva's pockets for the Shamantaka jewel, but he didn't find it there. Where could it be? It wasn't in his clothes. Krishna would have to go all the way back to Dwarka again to look in all the places Satadanva had been. When Krishna came back home, first he told Satyabhama that her father's killer was finally dead. Then they performed Satrajit's funeral with the family. Then Krishna called for Akrura and Kritavarma. Krishna said to Akrura, "My dear uncle, I already know that Satadanva has left the Shamantaka jewel with you. Wherever the Shamantaka jewel is, there is no hunger and no sickness, and it makes 170 pounds of gold every day. I can see that wherever you go, there is no hunger or sickness. You also have a new golden altar in your temple. The Shamantaka jewel must be with you, so please bring it here. No one can hide anything from Lord Krishna. Akura brought the valuable jewel, shining like the sun, and gave it to Krishna. Lord Krishna took the jewel in his hand and showed it to all his friends and relatives. This jewel is very powerful. Not just any person can keep it. I know that Akura is a very good man and a wonderful devotee. Therefore, it is proper if he keeps the jewel. He can keep it until Satyabhama's son is old enough to take it back. Then Krishna gave Akura the famous Shamantaka jewel.